Good morning. What an amazing privilege again this morning, family, to share with you. And maybe you're not part of our church, then I trust that you're still blessed by this message and that the Lord, who is the unchanging God, will cause change and is busy causing change in your life, because He is a God who's unchanging, but He is into causing change. Amen. And we looked at a few F's, four F's in the last few weeks about how this unchanging God causes change in our lives. And the first one we said, just to recap from 2 weeks ago, Jesus called His disciples to follow Him. So that's one F that you can remember, the word follow. Jesus has called us to follow Him, and He said He will change us. He will make us from being fishers of fish into fishers of men. That's how He changed His disciples' lives. The second one is that of being filled with Him. The second F is to be filled with Him. When we're filled with His presence, filled with His Holy Spirit, He changes our lives. Amen. What a privilege to serve this God. So are you following Jesus? Are you filled with Him and His presence and His love and His passion for the people around Him? And then the third F is that of fellowship. When God calls us into fellowship with Him, He changes our lives. But how does He call us into fellowship with Him? He calls us to fellowship with His people. And that causes change in our lives. So those are the three F's we've dealt with. But this week, are you ready for this? I am excited to share with you the last F that God is calling us to embrace when He wants to cause change in our lives. Isn't that so? And that is the word fish. When we fish with Him, He causes change in us and through us. And I want to share with you a few thoughts on that this morning. And I trust that your life will even be more impacted. But more than your life will be impacted, I trust that you would impact those around you and the world around you. Because isn't it so that in the world we live in today, change is needed? We are trusting God to cause so much change in the world that we live in, because His kingdom is advancing. And yeah, in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus gave a last commission to His disciples. Remember, He called them to follow Him at the beginning, but let's read what He said to them at the end of Matthew chapter 28. He says, "Yeah, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Jesus promised to be with us if we go and make disciples. Amen. He says to His disciples, "I'm with you. I've already gone ahead of you. I'm preparing the way, but go. And I'm with you and I'm empowering you. As you follow me, as you fold with me, as you fellowship with me and with others, you have been called to go and make disciples." And Jesus has called us to be fishers of people. Amen. He's called us to change the world around us by following Him, by making disciples. And I want to look at what is this word for fishing? What does it mean? Because we've all been called to fish. Amen. Fishing is a wonderful sport. Fishing is amazing. But fishing is all about killing, right? It's all about when you naturally go and fish, you kill the fish. You want to catch them and kill them and eat them. It's wonderful. But God hasn't called us to kill the world or to catch fish and to kill them. He has called us to give life, because where He is, He gives life. And He's called us to change the world by witnessing to people, by evangelizing. You know, some people have been called to really get people to get saved. Jesus saves people, but if you're an evangelist, God has anointed you to help people to make that change in their lives. But not all of us have been called as evangelists, but all of us have been called to witness, to reach out, to heal the sick, to deliver the demon possessed, to feed the poor, to whatever is needed to change your world in and around you. God has called you to do that. God has called you to reach out to people and make disciples. It is a rescue mission. Fishing is a rescue mission. It's not about killing fish. It's about rescuing fish that are lost. And the people of this world, many people are lost. And God has called us to reach people. So let's read together from Luke chapter 5. From verse 1 to 11. An amazing story where Jesus calls His disciples actually for the third time. In John chapter 1, He met them the first time. And then in Matthew 4, which we read earlier, and Mark 1, Jesus called them to follow Him. But this is the third time that Jesus really called them to lay down their lives and to follow Him. And we'll see their response. But let's read together and find a few points that we can trust the Lord to inspire us through this passage of fishing for Jesus and fishing with Jesus. So it was, as the multitude pressed about Him to hear the word of God, that He stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and He saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." And so when they had brought their nets to land, they forsook all and followed him. What an incredible story of how Jesus got into the boat of these disciples and he changed their lives and he called them to follow him and to fish with him. Amen. So that is what Jesus is calling us in this time, where there's so much stress, there's so much anxiety, so much uncertainty. The world is a different place right now. But Jesus, just like he did when he became a man, he intervened into the affairs of man. And Jesus wants to intervene once again through his Spirit and through each one of us. He wants to intervene in our lives, but he wants to use us to fish for people at this time. Just like he called his disciples at that place where they were fishing, he's calling them to fish for him and to fish with him. And that's the first point I want to share with us this morning, is let's look at this whole thing of fishing with Jesus. Because you see, primarily, it's not about doing stuff for Jesus. It's truly about doing stuff with him. It's about his presence, friends. Fishing and doing this thing of evangelism and reaching out and witnessing. It's not about doing a lot of works for God, because we can do so many things for God and it might not even please God. But God is calling us into his presence. God is calling us to fish with him. And that's why I said it's not about fishing for him. It's about fishing with him. Are you fishing with Jesus at the moment? Because you see, he got into the disciples' boat. He got into their presence and he was calling them into his presence. And that is where it starts. It starts by being in his presence. Fishing is about the presence of God. It's about God doing stuff in our lives. He wants to get into our lives and he wants to stay in our boats. So what is your boat at the moment? Your boat could be your workplace. Your boat could be your place of study. Your boat could be your physical home and your family. Your boat is the relationships around you. God is wanting to stay by his presence in that boat where you find yourself. And he wants to get into your life. He wants you to be a witness and to fish with him when he's right there. And he can speak to you and he can encourage you and he can say, go this way, go that way. That is the place of his presence. God is calling us to fish with him and not just for him. Amen. So let's lay down the works of the flesh. Let's lay down the stuff that we strive and we try to lead people to him. We try to get people saved. God is the one who's going to save and change people's lives. But he's using us to make a difference there where we are. And he wants to be in our boat. So why don't you allow him again into your boat? And you say, Jesus, I want to fish with you. I want to go with you and go for you in this time. So that's the first point. Jesus got into the boat of the disciples and he said, I am calling you to stay with me, to stay in my presence. Isn't that awesome? The second thing that this thing of fishing is about and where God is going to cause change is truly about the heart of God. You see, fishing is more about God's heart than our experiences, our feelings, our emotions. And I want you to remember that. I want you to, when you're struggling, when you're challenged, think about what is the heart of God for you and for the people around you. You see, God's heart is found in his word. Isn't that so? What he says to us is God's heart to us. And God's heart for Peter here was when he spoke to him and he says, I want to bless you, Peter. I want to bless you and I want to use you. It's going to be a blessing for you to fish now. It's going to be a blessing right now for you to fish. I know you've toiled all night. You've struggled. You're frustrated. But I want you to hear my word. Just think of what Peter was feeling at the time. They went through the night. They couldn't catch any fish. They were like just ready to pack up and leave. And Jesus says, no, I'm coming into your life and I want you to leave the three F's. There's three F's that sometimes frustrate us, just like or cause challenges in our lives. And that is fatigue. Sometimes we're very fatigued, even being kingdom warriors, being believers at this time. The devil wants to maybe make us tired, or maybe even our flesh has caused us to be tired because we're doing things out of the Spirit of God, out of the presence of God. It causes fatigue. Or maybe we're frustrated. Maybe we've even reached out to people and nothing is happening and we're not getting a response, we're not seeing results, so we're frustrated, we just want to give up. Or maybe we're at this place of fear, where we wonder if we're going to step out again, are we going to fail again? You know, the fear of failure is a massive thing for many people, for all of us as people. We fear failure. We don't want to fail. And Peter was at this place with Jesus, but I've already tried. I've already fished all night. Really? Do you want me to cast my net again? So those three F's are evident in our lives, and they were evident in Peter's life here. He was tired, he was fatigued, he was frustrated, and he had fear that maybe he's going to fail again. If he casts his net again, is it just going to be another failure? And Jesus said, Peter, at my word, you are going to do amazing things. And exactly that's what Peter did. Peter obeyed to the place where he just overrode his emotions, he overrode his feelings, he just decided to obey this master. And he calls him master. I love the way he calls him master. He says, Master, at your word, I will do this. It doesn't make sense to me in the natural, but I believe that your word has power. And I want you, friends, to really know the word of God in this time. Know God's heart for you and for many people around. He wants to bless you. And to be a fisher for him and with him is the most amazing thing. It's a blessing to be a fisher and to be a witness with and for Jesus. So he wants you to choose just to believe, you see. And God, I believe at this time, is saying to the church, and I want you to listen very carefully right now, not only to us as Shofar in Bloemfontein, but I believe God is saying this to the church. He is saying, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. It's going to take faith. It's going to take laying down our own emotions, laying down our own feelings, laying down our own past experiences when we've done this. Because many times we've been fishing and nothing has happened. But this is the season of the harvest, friends. This is the season where God is calling us to make some changes in our faith, but to launch out again, to trust Him for amazing things. Let's just read John chapter 21, verse 6, because that is another scripture. At the end of the lives of the, or at the end of Jesus' life, just before He went up to heaven, before He poured out His Spirit, he said this to the disciples. He said the following. He says, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. And so they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. That is what God is saying to us. Cast the net on the other side. Do something different. Don't do the same old, same old. But you see, fishing, friends, is all about the heart of God. It's not about our feelings and our emotions and whether we have success or failure. God will give us success, but in His time and in His ways. Let's know that His heart is for many people. His heart is for the lost. God wants every man to come into His kingdom. Doesn't want any to be lost and to go to hell. So let us embrace the heart of God. And when His word says, go for it, let's trust Him by faith. And just obey. Amen. Will you do that this morning? Will you make a commitment just to say, Lord, I'm going to fish again for you. I'm going to cast my net out again. Maybe I must cast it to the right or to the left. But I'm going to do it, Lord. At your word, I'm going to do it. Number three, fishing is about partnership. Do you see what happened when Peter obeyed? What happened? There were so many fish that not even his boat alone could contain all the fish. And I believe God is saying that to the church. He's saying it's time for partnership. It's time for us within our own local church to partner with each other and maybe for groups to partner with each other. But it's time also for our church and many other churches to say, you know what, this harvest that God is going to send, this harvest of souls and how we can make disciples, we cannot contain this. We cannot do this on our own. There's going to be so many people. The need is so great out there. And so fishing, I want to say this morning, is more about partnering with others than it is about doing it alone. Each of us needs to signal to others. Just like Peter said, friends, help me. There's so many fish here. We need to signal to other people. And we need to work together because the harvest is great. And I remember this last while I went to my wife's family farm in the Eastern Free State. And they were busy harvesting, millies and soya beans. And it was wonderful to ride on this incredible harvesting machine. I don't know if you've seen a combine harvester or if you've experienced harvesting on a farm. It is an amazing process. It's not just one person driving this harvester. It's wonderful to sit there and be in the driving seat and to drive this harvester. But that's just part of the harvesting process. It's this massive machine that cuts the mealies off. And they go through an incredible process to come out the The millies are thrown out into a trailer or into the harvester itself, and then they have to transfer it into a trailer, and then they get taken to the silos to get sold. But there's so many people involved in this harvesting process. And it's the same with us as the church. God has called us to do this together. He's called us to partner with him in his harvest field, and not just to each one do their own thing, but really to partner and to see his kingdom come. So remember, fishing is first of all about God's heart, and it's about us really just saying, God, we want to embrace you. We want to embrace your presence. We want to embrace your heart. And then, Lord, we want to embrace that partnership where we do this together. Let's look at the fourth thing that we can learn from this story about harvesting or about fishing. Fishing is about everlasting change. And if you look at the story, Peter's life was impacted. The other disciples' lives were impacted. And they decided right then and there, they are sinful people. They are not worthy. How can they be called? How can they be in God's kingdom? And God, Jesus says to them, do not fear. I'm going to change your life. I am calling you to follow me and to let me make you a fisher of people. And that is the journey God is calling us on. God is calling us to have a change in our lives, but then he wants us to change the world around us. And it's amazing where we see fishing is about change that happens in our own lives and in the world around us. Peter was changed, the other disciples were changed, and they started a movement that changed the world. In Acts chapter 17, verse 6, the people there said, these who have turned the world upside down have come here too. And God is calling each one of us to be disciples like Peter and all his friends were, people that turned the world upside down. Are you ready for that, friends? Are you ready to be a disciple that people can look at and say, you know what, this person, yeah, he's really turned the world upside down. He's following Jesus. He is making a difference for Jesus Christ. And it's not about being radical. It's not about, you know, getting into people's faces and trying to force people to change. It's about a love for God. It's about a love for people. And these disciples had a love for the people around them. They had a concern that these people were not following Jesus. And I believe God is calling us to have a concern, to have a love and a deep compassion for so many people that aren't following Jesus at this time, and to really cause the world to be changed. So I want to ask you these questions as we finish this morning. What relationship do you have, or where do you already have relationship that you can reach out to people? Where in your life can you start to reach out to others and make a difference? Think about those relationships, because it's all about relating to people. It's all about how can you connect with others. So where do you already have relationship where you can just make a difference, reach out to your family, to your friends? And then I also want to ask you, where can you build new relationships? Where is God extending your tent pegs? Where is he calling you out to launch into a different sea, to cast your net into a different place? Where are there relationships that you can build and that you can pursue on? And then the last question is, where can you cast your net to fish with Jesus at this time? Where can you help poor people? Where can you help lost people? Where can you encourage people? Where can you make a difference? Because God is this unchanging God who wants to cause change in our lives. Amen. He wants you to fish with him, not primarily for him, but fish with him. Say to Jesus, Jesus, here I am. I want to fish with you. I want to do like Simon did and repent of my sin and say, Lord, I cannot on my own. But Lord, I'm choosing to follow you. Just like at the end, he forsook all and he followed Jesus. And God is calling us to forsake all, to follow him and to be a fisher with him where he can cause change in the lives of so many people. I want us to pray this morning and just to commit our lives to Jesus again and say, Jesus, I want you to cause change in my life, but more than that, Lord, I want you to cause change through my life. Because that is what Jesus is calling us to do. He's causing us to cause change in and around us. So let's bow our heads and just pray together and just surrender and allow this God, who is the unchanging God, to cause change through your life. In Jesus' name. Father, I just want to thank you for everyone listening this morning, everyone watching, Lord, to this recording. I pray right now, Lord, that you would stir in each of our hearts, Lord, myself included, such a love for people around us, such a love for this world, Lord. Help us to not to be like the world, but Lord, you've called us to be in the world. You've called us to make disciples of all nations. You've called us to be a fisher of people, Lord. You want to change our lives. And I pray, Lord, that as you've been changing our lives these last few weeks, as we've been talking about this change, we pray, Lord, that we would allow you to cause change around us, Lord. Allow you to go where we haven't gone before. Allow, Lord, we surrender and we ask you to help us to cast our nets again, Lord. There where we've grown weary, fatigued, or frustrated, or fearful, Lord, I pray that we would cast our net again, just like Peter did, Lord. I pray that we would cast it even to the other side if we have to, or to the left, or to the back, or to the front, but to make changes, but to cast our net again. And I thank you for the word that you're giving the church in this time, and that is to launch out into the deep and cast your nets for a catch. And you want to give a multitude of fish. You want to bring multitudes and multitudes into your kingdom. And we say this morning, Lord, here we are. Use us, Lord. Send us that we can make a difference for your kingdom. Thank you for the change that you cause in us and through us, Lord. And we're excited to go with you, to follow you, to be filled with you, to fellowship with you, and also, Lord, to fish with you. What a joy it is to be your disciples. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and give you peace as you allow him to cause change in your life, but more than that, to cause change in the world around you through your life. Thank you so much for watching. God bless you. Amen.